$300 million of road projects are ready to go when stimulus money makes its way to Wisconsin. That's good news for Dave Lyle of Wausaukee Components.
We make parts that go in Caterpillar trucks and Case trucks and New Holland trucks. As soon as we can get them back at work, we're back at work.
5 months ago, Lyle employed 625 people. Nearly half of them are now laid off. His factory in Cuba City shut down at the end of January and could benefit from tax incentives for green energy.
Their sole role at Cuba City was the manufacture of commercial-grade wind turbine enclosures for the renewable energy industry. The renewable energy industry, while it has been spoken about in the past many years as a tremendous growth industry, unfortunately it's come to just a screeching halt due to the lack of financial credit to the development side of that industry.
Because of the stimulus, Lyle says he hopes he can call back laid-off workers at that plant in March. He spoke at a news conference hosted by 8th District Representative Steve Kagan. He's touring northeastern Wisconsin to highlight how the region will benefit from the $787 billion package. One of his neighboring congressmen, Tom Petri, voted against the bill, saying it doesn't do enough to spur the economy in the short term. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.